Thank you, worship team. I want to appreciate their work. And I just realized that when we gather each other, when they greeting each other, they're usually playing. So let's take time to say hello to them at the end of the service, during the fellowship. Because every Sunday, we, Pastor Chris say, let's go and say hello and shake hands. And they always playing in the front, so we don't get to say hello to them. So thank you for your ministry here. Miwa is gonna, Yua is gonna share the. This is a time for the testimony time and prayer request, or if you wanted to share something the Lord is doing in your life through this time. And we also, if we have time, we want to say thank you to Janelle. He just stepped out. Janelle's his last day today. He's been faithfully ministering in the worship team, and I really appreciate all that how they choose. Like Pastor Chris was saying, that the songs and that they think about the songs and they help us to worship, you know, and bring our thoughts to this fellowship. So. Yes.
Thank you. Speaking of Janelle, perfect timing. He's not here. So, okay, good. Some of us know, and some of us don't know, today is, because today is Janelle's last Sunday, and we want to send him back to the Philippines with a love gift. So our offering, the offering that we're going to give today will be a portion, not all of it, but a portion of it will be given to Janelle after the service. We'll divide some of that. If you're giving an offering today and you specifically want to give it to just the church, or you want to divide it yourself, some for the church, some for Janelle, you can do that. You can put the church's offering designated for the church into an envelope. If you don't have an envelope, I'll be glad to provide you one before the offering. Or if you don't have time for that, you can, give the offering for the church afterward. But we'll figure it out. Just know that, someone special is going to receive some gift today. So keep that in your hearts as you give today. Okay.
Thank you, Pastor Chris. And I was just saying that if you feel like coming in the front and share with us, that's fine. But also, we have a fellowship time after the service. And some people might not feel comfortable standing here in the front of the microphone and talk about it, but you can gather with some fellowship and downstairs with the brothers and share. And if you want to share with us, and we can post it on the bulletin. I hope everyone has a bulletin. And Michelle and Jim and I take turns making the bulletin. So if you wanted to share something about you or testimony, we can post it. And also, we can post your prayer request. Yeah. And everything that you wanted to share with us. So please come up and share your testimony. I just want to praise the Lord for this morning that the pastor, Cody Sensei, is our pastor of the deaf members, part of the church, and she gave a sermon about, how to follow our Lord in our decisions in life. So, and I just thought about it when, like I said, the songs that they chose, I don't know, was Maria Teresa or Cindy, I don't know who chose the songs today, but it was Maria Teresa, just putting Jesus first, and that's what she was saying, that sometimes we forget, and that's what I got as a message, that I put myself first sometimes, and I forget to think about Jesus first, so, And that was the message this morning. So I thank you for the reinforcement of the worship team. So thank you.
I'll go first. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. It's so big. I already have a loud voice, so please sit. Okay. Thank you for praying for my son. He has just arrived early this morning at about 5 a.m. In Dumaguete. So the whole night I didn't sleep very well. So it's kind of a very different feeling when your son is traveling alone and it's an international travel. And finally he is back in the university campus. As soon as he arrived, school, in the dorm, he slept, and I also slept. So thank you for praying for him. I just want to share something. Like, my son accepted Christ when he was, I think, 13 years old. Say 13 years old or maybe 12. He has confessed about being a Christian for a long time, but of course, he was still very young and he didn't understand so well about the gospel. And he was just following, obeying me as a strict mother. So like rules in the house. So it was just like all about obedience. I did not explain to him very well the whole gospel, but when he arrived this time, we had a very, I would say, the most precious time that we ever had. So we discussed about the gospel. And he said, "Mama, I'm very sorry. I just accepted Christ at that time because I was afraid of being in the fire." Because I used the bridge illustration at that time, like one mountain here and another mountain, and there's the bridge that Christ, the cross, and here is God. So just as simple as that. But right now, fire in the middle. And just like doing everything that you want, you want to go to the next mountain, but you can't. But because of Christ, if you go through Christ, so you can go to the next side. So it was very simple for him at that time. But he said it was out of fear. It was out of fear. But that the time that we really talked about John 3:16. So I said, "This is the time that you have to understand the gospel. You don't have to memorize it by head, but you have to memorize it by heart." So we had a very long Bible study at home. Like each phrase, I tried to explain it to him and why you have to believe in Jesus, why you have to read the Bible. There's a lot of things going on just with that verse alone. And finally, he said, "Now I understand. Now I understand, and I still decide to be a Christian." So it was so fulfilling in my part, and I said, "Yes, Chris, I can die tomorrow," because I finally know that you are already a Christian. So I said, "I can die tomorrow." That's one of my biggest, I would say, fulfillment in life, like sharing the gospel and letting my son understand the gospel. So it's, I would say, one of my greatest victories in life. So I may be a failure in different areas in my life, but knowing that my son decided to follow Christ and decided to become a Christian is a very big victory in my heart already. So praise the Lord. So thank you very much for praying for him. So I started to share to him like when I was still pregnant and all the... all the challenges I experienced when I was pregnant. I fell down, I broke my leg and everything. So, yeah, I had a lot of things going on when I was pregnant to him. He was so big and he was so heavy. So I was so overweight and I was about to have like, I was at a borderline for eclampsia. So it was so difficult. He was so, I would say, grateful. He told me, thank you for making me live. So I said, yeah, but this is not the life that you are living. You are destined for Christ, so I told him. So it's a very, very precious time that he really decided. So he said, whatever will happen, I said, don't worry, because your future is already in the Lord. Many are backing you up in prayer. You have a family here. We may have a broken family, but you have a family here. You have a family in the church. You have a family in many areas of the Philippines. We are all Christians, so we are all a family. Yes, this is broken, but kind of mended. Well, of course, people are broken. And I told him, yeah, people are broken. All of us are broken. We just have to be mended by Christ. So whatever we have, everything will just go through according to God's plan. So I told him, let's just help each other and pray for each other. So he said, yes, I will try my best. And that's a very big victory for me. So thank you very much for praying for my son. And please continue to pray for him also. God bless you all.
So my name is Tim. I'd like to share more about our son, Micah. Toshi has been texting with the woman that he's staying with. It's a missionary couple. She's had some long talks with him. She told us she's still trying to encourage him to make a decision, take action for his future. During the time that he's staying there with them, she's thinking about trying to give him some kind of work, maybe a computer that he could do work. They do a lot of online work, but she's being very careful about that because she doesn't want to put something on him that he would not fulfill or that where something would go wrong. So we just ask your continued prayers for our son Micah as she stays with this couple, Debbie and Pat. I'd like to ask a special prayer for our two younger children. Luke and Amy, they're taking the ACEN test, ACEN NICU. It's an English test that very important for Luke's school and for Amy's future. It started at 1:30, but it's a long test. So if you could pray that they would do well on the test, that they would glorify God by doing well on the test of my younger children, Luke and Amy, ACEN NICU, right now as they take it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, sound check. 1, 2, 3. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is great. Keep Jesus first. I want to give. I prepared two songs. And then please give me at least 5 or 7 minutes to explain and sing this. So I want to sing first and then give a little testimony and then the last song. So let's sing this together, that what a friend of Jesus, because he is our hope, he is our everything. So if you have your Google in your phone and then you see the lyrics there, so follow me. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Oh,
what a privilege to carry everything to God and bring. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains to bear. All we do not care, we owe everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? Is the trouble anywhere? Oh, we should never be discouraged. Say it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Can we find a friend of so faithful, who will our sorrows share? It's Jesus. Jesus know our every weakness. Oh, take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with a load of care. Oh, precious Savior, still I refuse to take it to the Lord and prayer. So thy friend despise forsake them, take it to the shield, and his arms he'll take shield. Though we'll find a soldier's death. Blessed Savior, thou hast promised, no will thy burdens bear. May we ever, Lord, be bringing all to thee in earnest prayer. So glory bright and clouded, there will be no need for prayer. Oh, rapture praise in endless worship will be our sweet portion there. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Peace we offer in faith. Oh, what needless pain to bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to thank God for everything that he has done in me and the joy and peace of mind. So I want to take this opportunity to Thank you, everyone, especially this Church of Mitaki. I want to thank for everything that in my first time I came here, you welcomed me. So for God's grace, I thought that before I'm alone, but it's in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are not alone. So that's the big things that I want to thank God for everything. And then my prayer request is please pray for me, because tomorrow is my flight going back to the Philippines. My contract is already done. So I don't know, because I have a mixed emotion. If I don't want to go home in the Philippines, there is something that God wants to, I don't know, I don't understand, but something that God has put in my heart that I don't want, something that I don't want to live here in Mitaki Church. So please pray for me, and I can't decide if I will be in the Philippines. I want to apply for another job, next step of my life. So that is my prayer request, that God, the plan of God is always better than our plan. So, and then especially Pastor Chris and Pastor Kibin, they are my family here in Japan. So thank you. And then Mom Darcy she lead the worship team as we compose a song, and then that is a challenging for me, that in other ways of my life is a challenge for me to make a song to praise God. So please pray for me, and then especially Brother Dean in the Philippines. If able, I be in the Philippines, if possible, I will go and visit him. So thank you. And then my last song is this week God spoke to me about all the nation, and yesterday of the morning I can't sleep. Morning in the 4, I think that is 4 o'clock in the morning, I can't sleep, and then God spoke to me that all the nation I should pray. So I did that, and then the song came like this. That the original song of the original lyrics of this is "The Philippines is for Christ," and then I want to change the Philippines is, we change to Japan or Hiroshima or whatever your country is, and then we declare that it is for God. So I want to leave this song as a prayer for all the nation.
The heaven declare your glory, the nations bow before thee. In this place we lift a song of praise. Japan is for Christ. Oh, reign, Lord Jesus, in our heart, in our life. Oh, rain, oh Lord of the heaven. Japan is for Christ. Exalted, O Lord of all creation. In this place we lift our song arise. Yes, Japan is for Christ. Oh, reign, Lord Jesus. Japan is for Christ. We declare that Hiroshima is for Christ. Oh, reign, reign, Lord Jesus, in our heart and in our life. Oh, reign, reign, O Lord of the heavens. Hiroshima is for Christ. Mitaki, Mitaki is for Christ. In all the name Nations are for Christ. Amen.
Would like to invite the men to come on forward. Come, Janelle. As is our custom, when someone is about to leave back to their home country from the English service, what we'd like to do is push them out the door. No. We like to lay our hands on them and as a symbol of God laying his hands on them, his hand of blessing and mercy, and pray for them. So just would like to invite a few people, as the Spirit leads you, to pray for Janelle, and then I'll close it, and would like to ask you all to join us in prayer. So let's pray.